You're listening to Bob Harden, streaming live online at bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Florida Weekly, your complimentary copy available at hundreds of locations throughout the Paradise Coast, as well as the Greater Naples Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, I'm going to be visiting with local attorney Michael Yashko. Right now, we have with us Larry Reed. Larry's the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Bob.
Thank you, Larry. And for our listeners that may not be familiar with the Foundation for Economic Education, maybe you could tell us about it.
Okay. We are an educational organization that relies upon contributions. We don't get any federal money or any government money, frankly. And our purpose is to educate and inspire young people about the legal, ethical, and economic aspects of a free society.
So they're not going to learn it in school. They got to learn it someplace, Larry.
That's right. And they learned it at our seminars, on our website at fee.org. And in all the presentations we do in schools and other places all over the country.
So you have a great publication, and included in it is what you're calling Cliches of Progressivism. The latest, or one of them, is The Balance of Trade Deficit Requires Government Action. And goodness knows we've seen a lot of that. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Yes, this is an ongoing series. It appears, or a new installment does, every Friday at fee.org. And it's meant to counter the misconceptions, the fallacies, the errors of progressive thinking. So every week we have a different aspect of that. And the one from this past Friday concerns the balance of trade. There's an awful lot of confusion about that. A lot of people think that, the balance of trade, if it's in deficit, that's bad news. We have to do something about that. And, of course, a deficit in the balance of trade is when more goods come into the country than leave in exports. And the implication there is that we're supposed to somehow, through government policy, encourage the export of goods but discourage the import of goods so that you have a balance of trade surplus. But this article points out in Friday's edition that this is a fallacy. We should, I have a deficit in the balance of trade with JCPenney. I mean, I buy a lot more from them than they buy from me, but the fact is that both of us, JCPenney and me, are perfectly happy with all of our transactions. So how you can add up all these positive transactions from the standpoint of those who engage in them, that are favorable and positive, and end up with something negative or unfavorable, is really a dilemma that the balance of trade people have never really answered.
You know, it's so interesting that you bring that up, because somebody say, well, look, this isn't, we're not talking about a balance of trade with JCPenney. This is between countries. But the fact of the matter is the exchange is very similar. If, in fact, we have a quote-unquote trade deficit, that simply means that we've accepted or they've accepted cash or bonds or some form of payment. I mean, it's actually a mutually beneficial transaction.
That's right. If, let's say, the Japanese sell a car to me, well, I pay for it, of course, in American dollars. So you have an exchange of a car from Japan and dollars to the Japanese. If nothing else happened, if that was the end of it, and the dollars just disappeared or were burned, I would say, well, we were the unqualified beneficiaries of that transaction, because I got a car and they got pictures of politicians on pieces of paper, and I'd say I got the better end of that deal. But, of course, that's not the end of it. They take those dollars and they can do any number of things with them. They can buy American goods. A lot of those boats that bring us cars go back with American soybeans and corn. Or they can shop around and buy real estate or securities, government or private. Or maybe they find that there's just nothing else in the American market they're interested in, so then they sell the dollars on the foreign exchange markets and buy euros with them. Well, now the Europeans have those dollars, and they can redeem them for American goods. So the fact is the dollars may traverse the globe before they ever come back here as a claim against American goods, but sooner or later, from somewhere and somebody, they will, because these trades always ultimately involve not cash for cash, but goods for goods.
Now, there's also an argument that says, well, look, we've got to somehow, some way, create some trade barriers because we're losing too many jobs to foreign countries.
Well, the problem with that is it doesn't recognize that we ourselves are often the fault behind this. We tax and regulate our own industries to where sometimes they're not competitive. We have the highest corporate income tax rate in the Western industrialized world.
Right.
That's why a lot of companies are looking to relocate overseas. So instead of trying to close the escape hatch for our own high taxes by passing yet further restrictions, we ought to be lowering our own tax burdens and making our business climate ever more attractive.
No question about it. In fact, what we see right now is we have so many regulations, so many barriers to free trade right now. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and every time we do something to try to remedy that, that simply raises the costs of trade by raising the cost of, say, foreign goods, all we do is impoverish ourselves. It means that we end up spending more for things we want from overseas than we'd have to. Otherwise, which means then we have less left over to buy other goods, including American goods.
Now, if you think about it, those that claim that we should not have a trade deficit are saying that, you know, it's not fair, they're dumping goods here, we should have to pay more for the stuff that they're bringing here.
Yeah, which is like cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, if foreigners want to send us goods and not charge us anything for them, we should take them as gifts. I mean, we do that with, sunlight every day. We don't charge the sun for sending its sunlight here. We soak it all up free of charge, and we don't complain that it's unfair competition with our light bulb industry. I mean, we take the free sunlight and enjoy the savings and produce other things.
So our trade deficit, certainly not a concern. And when you hear politicians saying we need to do something about it, tell them not to. So, Larry, by the way, we've got a wonderful event coming up January the 30th and February 1st of 2015 at the Hyatt Regency. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Yes, it's our annual retreat that the Foundation for Economic Education puts on. There'll be students there, but most of the audience will be older folks, a lot of our donors, and other people interested in the work we do. And there'll be some great speakers, and your listeners can find out all the details and sign up for it by going to our website, fee.org, and pulling down the menu labeled Events. And you'll see it's at Bonita Springs at the last day or two of January and the first day or two of February.
It's going to be a terrific event. It started just a couple of years ago, and it's really expanded, becoming a wonderful kind of a lightning rod for people who are supporting liberty to get together and have great camaraderie and great education. Again, fee.org is the website, fee.org. Larry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure indeed. Well, coming up, we're going to have another associate of the Foundation for Economic Education. And that is Michael Yashko. He's a local attorney here in town, but he's also on the board of trustees of FEE, of the Foundation for Economic Education. We're going to be doing that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.